Welcome, you're listening to our series about Ireland. In this program called Traces of the Past, we will tell you about three monuments we saw in our school trip. Each one is related to a key historical moment. First, let's have a look at Dalkey Castle. It was built in a small town 20 kilometers from Dublin named Dalkey. Dalkey reminds us that Ireland was partly colonized by the Anglo-Normans in the 13th century. It was built by an Anglo-Norman merchant family. They had to build it as a fortified house because the Irish tried to conquer back their lands. That's also why the tower had a variety of security systems, like the murder hole, where guards threw stones and hot liquids at the invaders. They also used stairs with steps of different heights, so the invaders would trip and be more vulnerable. The stairs also turned so that the right-handed defenders had the upper hand on incoming enemies. They stocked water and non-perishable goods on the ground floor and food on the first floor. On the second floor were the living areas, the kitchen, and dorms. The ships had to anchor in Dalkey because the River Liffey, which leads to Dublin, wasn't deep enough. That's why the owner of Dalkey Castle was so rich. During the visit, we also found out Dalkey Castle had two traditions coming from the Middle Ages. First, when Dalkey was under attack, the archers pointed the two fingers with which they used to shoot their bows to the sky, because those fingers would be used to kill people. If Dalkey was successfully invaded, they would be the fingers which were cut off, so that the archers couldn't shoot anymore. So it was used to provocate the enemy. The other tradition is that they planted yew trees in the churchyard. This had three reasons. First of all, it goes back to the Celtic druids who thought that this tree had magical powers. Second of all, this tree is very poisonous, so the farmers wouldn't let their animal graze in the churchyard and the dead would be able to rest in peace. The last reason is that the evergreen tree is a symbol for immortality of the soul. Now, another landmark in the history of the nation. It's the General Post Office in Dublin. It is a classical building with imposing columns in its facade. It was invaded during the 1916 Easter Rising and used as the headquarters for the famous rebellion. The parties which were rebelling were the Irish Citizen Army, the Irish Volunteers, and Cumann na Amban, an association fighting for the rights of women. The rebels were strong and quickly controlled most of Dublin, but the British struck back with heavy weaponry and the rebels lost. Parts of the city were damaged and dozens of buildings destroyed, including the General Post Office. The rebels weren't popular at all, because many Irish people didn't mind being part of the United Kingdom, and the rebels destroyed half of the city. So when the fight ended, the Irish threw rotten fruits at the rebels. But when the heads of the rebellion were pitilessly executed, it turned them into martyrs of the Irish cause, and inspired by the spirit of the 1916 Easter Rising, the Irish made a second successful revolution. Now, let's listen to what the Dublin City Guide says about the Easter Rising.
So the revolution happened in 1916, so only last year was the 100th anniversary of it, and basically it was a rebellion by a small group of people, comparatively, who didn't have popular support. The people of Ireland didn't want them to have this rebellion, but they did it anyway. They took over the city, caused an awful lot of destruction, and if it hadn't been for the fact that they were executed after it, people probably wouldn't know them or talk about them too nicely. But they died, and what their death did was inspire another war, and a really aggressive and focused war. So it was really, you know, official, and people worked everything out. That's why they became heroes. So they weren't the ones that earned independence. That would have come about nearly 10 years later, but they gave their lives to inspire people to keep on the fight. Because every other time in history, there'd be a rebellion, and then it would be over, and that's it. But this kept going until we got independence. Yeah. So that's why they're... Yeah, you're very welcome. No problem.
Now, to close our topic about the traces of the past, we are going to tell you about the spire. It's standing at the corner of O'Connell Street and close to the General Post Office. It is a 121-meter tall needle, and if you are in Dublin, I recommend you to look at it. It is very impressive to see it. It replaces Nelson's Pillar, a statue of Navy General Nelson, who won the Battle of Trafalgar by the British in 1805. It was built 4 years later in 1809 and was a beloved attraction. This reminds us that Ireland was under British rule since 1801, when the Irish Parliament was abolished and Ireland became part of the UK. The Irish Republican Army, seen then as a group of terrorists, bombed Nelson's Pillar because they didn't appreciate that a British general should be domineering right in the middle of Dublin. What is quite funny is that the Irish Republican Army destroyed it without making any damage to the nearby buildings, but the pillar was still there, without a statue. So, when the regular army bombed it, it smashed every single window in the street. In its stead, Dublin built this impressive spire, which they wanted to be the Millennium Spire, but they only finished building it in 2003, so they wanted to make it the Light Spire. But all lights broke, and now it just stands there, and the Dubliners do not particularly like it. This is it for today's Irish series. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to listen to the other interesting topics of our series about Ireland. Bye!